That was pretty good.
Who was the judge?
Huh?
Who was the judge?
Baron Bishop. He's the legislator now. He's a judge or something. He was the city judge then, you know, trying these cases. And I said, Harry, I don't know what to do. And he said, well, I'll take you down there and tell you what to do. And he was, Baron Bishop knew me, and he was just as nice as he could be. And he said, you sure you want to let this fellow off and not get more? I said, no, he says he's going to fix the car, have it fixed, and I think maybe he will. And he did. He paid off, but he knew they'd take his license. He was a subcontractor, and he just drank it. He'd go around and pick them up in this big station wagon and take them on jobs, you know. And he had to have that job.
I guess so.
That's my experience in court. Well, now, what were we talking about?
We're talking about major parts of the city, major divisions. What would you say now the major divisions of the city are?
Oh, well, you've gotten there because I go and find new places. Every time I go out with somebody, I say, where are we? I'm just lost. And this was an old pig track 2 or 3 years ago. And, oh, Lord, if I'd had any sense, I'd have bought stuff on Mountain Edge Road, those old, and all that. The Atlanta Highway could pick up that land.
They were out east that is built.
Yes. And I said, just think of it, what it's gone to now. It's awful what they pay for land. But it's that way all over the country, and after a while, they'll be having cremation, won't they? Because they won't have room to bury everybody.
I guess so. They say the population is kind of leveled off. I don't know.
I read that too, and I hope they do, because I think it's just terrible to... And Mary Wilson, my friend up the street, always laughed when we'd ride. We used to ride before all this stuff on Sunday afternoon. We kept up with the city growing then, but it's gone too fast since then. And I think Montgomery, like every other place, should have restrictions. Oh, they've just run shopping centers in the ground and by everybody, you know. They've got too many of those things, and it's ruined downtown.
Now, I guess now you have to go out to them. Out of the mall there.
Yeah. They could have a few, but really, everywhere you look, anybody's got a little piece of property. In the city's master plan, I understand this property here is, that this is going to be a straightway. This or Madison Terrace, they hadn't made up their minds which, would be direct routes to Cloverdale, you know, from here, we don't have any good way to get over there. It's bad. You have to go out that old park and turn down that pine deep, you know. And so I don't know whether they're going to ever get that thing fixed. But I said this street would be open for business and for doctor's offices and things. You know, it's not too far. So, but I'll be dead and gone when all that's done.
Well, the city just going to buy all this property and do that?
The city.
Mm-hmm.
No, they'll just take this road and narrow the parkway and make another lane, you see, on each side and take it on over there. But the stumbling block is that school there at Highland
Avenue.
At Forest Avenue, you know, they put that right at the head and you can't go in straight into anything.
I guess that will be a problem.
They had some beautiful homes when I was coming up down here on North Montgomery, you know, on... Now, my grandmother owned a lot of property down there. She swapped property up here at the Jefferson Davis Hotel up in there for property on McDonald Street, so, because the railroad was coming, and that was going to enhance the property, so, and she... finally sold it to Crampton. He had a business down there somewhere, and he bought all these houses and things from them. And